Okay, it's a little after 10, and we just wanted to take up the blue sheet, miscellaneous meeting debrief. We have one blue sheet Commissioner Perry is going to put forward, and then we'll go into executive session.
Will you just do your score?
Sure, yeah. Commissioner Perry?
Thank you. This blue sheet concerns the Clallam elk habitat, and at least in that area, there has been considerable concern about the Clallam elk herd, the management of that herd, management of recreation relative to that herd, and we've had some discussion, actually quite a bit of discussion in the Wildlife Committee. There's been some public presentations of that. It's just something that I think the commission ought to hear. I think that as this develops, it may provide a model for management of other areas that are highly eroded with a lot of recreation and significant, important big game herds, as well as other wildlife. The importance, in my opinion, is high. The urgency is medium. I would like simply a presentation by department staff, similar to what they have put on to at several public meetings, possibly this spring or summer. Whenever the department could get to it. Although I think there isn't going to be a lot of preparation because they've put it on for other people, but I think the entire commission should hear this. There's actually two parts to this. There's been a study of a large area closure through late winter. I think the closure is from the 1st of January through April, maybe the middle of April. A large elk winter range that's closed to vehicle traffic to try to provide an area without disturbance that the elk can move into to keep them out of the Kittitas Valley. A major study of that and how the elk use that area. The second one is a more localized study of the Clallam near Wenatchee that has to do with road use, how that road use affects adjacent habitats, and how elk use that relative to the roads as a basis for considering some kind of road closure. But I think a presentation on that would, again, make the commission aware of some of the details in that, and again, I think this may end up being a model for managing a lot of our other elk areas, particularly as the population of Washington grows and the amount of recreational activity increases in those areas.
Okay, that's a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Schmitten. Pursue the blue sheet proposed by Commissioner Perry. Further discussion? Commissioner Jennings?
When we were in Moses Lake, when we were in Ephrata last year, was that where we were?
Moses Lake.
You know, one of the concerns that was brought up was the people's behavior around antler gathering. Was that in the Clallam?
Yes.
Yeah. So, as it fits, I would like to have a little discussion around antler gathering behavior and the whole process of that. And maybe I need to do a separate blue sheet, but if it can be incorporated into this piece, I'd be happy with that.
That would fit well with the purpose of this.
Do you agree, Commissioner Sherman?
Yes. Just to let people know, that was followed up on by enforcement. A lot of interviews were done, so it would be an easy piece to provide information back to the commission.
Okay. So the blue sheet proposal is expanded to include that item. Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Blue sheet approved. Give it